my mom unfolded this paper and said, "Now, you need to have this." And I said, "Why?" I said, "David's speaking. I don't need to, you know, I can flow with it. I don't need to see the order of the service." She says, "Well, because you're doing the opening." And I said, "Oh, am I?" So then she said, "Well, there's a scripture on the calendar, and that's, you know, you need to do the scripture from the calendar. Now, I trust that you know my mother well enough to know that she comes by her blonde hair naturally, and therefore, as her daughter, I also had the very blonde hair. And apparently my roots were showing today as I came in and thought, you know, I'm going to be dutiful, I'm going to do what she asked me to do. And I looked at the calendar, and I got the scripture, and I was so excited about it, and I looked up my word in the Strongs, it came alive to me, and I was very excited to share. And then I was looking at the calendar and went, oh, that was last week." I know my mom's done that before, so I guess we just are alike. So I'm going to share with you from today's scripture and from last week's scripture. Last week's was, "The law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee." And I was thinking about that live. After, when you're tired, when you're dead tired, when you're worn out, that word live sometimes seems like an awfully big challenge. And I looked it up and it said, to make alive, to breathe life into. And I thought about shocking the heart. I just thought, you know, when you're just, you know, the thought of being alive almost sometimes isn't even, do I really want to be alive? But, you know, when my soul is praising him, it's a good thing. And then I read this week's scripture, thinking of that being dead tired. It says, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." From Luke 23:46, and Jesus died. But I went, you know, they really do go together, because when we stop, that's when he really breathes that life into us. So I encourage you, I know you were up helping packing, we've been driving, as we come here today, let Jesus, through worship, just bring you back to life, revive you. It's the Strongs talked about to restore and to revive, and said the life, the promise of life. And Jesus is our promise of life. So I encourage you to enjoy worship this morning and enjoy the message and live.